1, 2, 1, 2. Can I say 1, 2? You elected, been rejected. Don't follow him to the next election. I'm from New Jersey, and I'm here to serve. Kentucky, Indiana, and Ohio, that's my word. I've been in the game a number of years. I was doing step 2 before Bip was even here. The mind game he plays with 3 or 4 members make me swipe left if he was on Tinder. 1, 2, 1, 2. Hey, good morning, everybody. This is your branch president, Ken Hodge. Yeah, just having a little fun on the microphone in the studio, trying to do a little work. And I came across that beat, so I had a little fun with it. Hey, but getting to the real postal rap session. Last week, I had a conversation with a steward in Columbus, and she alleged that because of my 20 late grievances, they all had to do extra work hearing my 20 late grievances. And again, the 20 late grievances were one of the most damaging accusations made by a local president that currently has me suspended out of office. Let me explain that. I did some causative research. I spoke with some management officials and some union officials. What they consider 20 late grievances on my part is pathetic, to say the least, that the union allowed this to happen. And when I say the union, I'm speaking directly to our local president. Here's what happened. Grievances were filed at step 1. No decision or agreement was reached. So natural protocol says we send that to the step 2 designee. It's stamped in. From the date it's stamped in, this is all Article 15, folks, follow along. From the date it's stamped in, the management has 7 days to have a step 2 meeting. Not 2 weeks, not 3 weeks, 7 days. Very specific. In fact, Article 15 tells you if it's not, you can, if the meeting isn't held in 7 days, you can send it to the next step in the process. Well, I had about 15, I'm going to say roughly 15 grievances that the management step 2 designee did not want to adhere to the 7-day time limit. Again, that's just how they're used to doing business in Columbus. But unfortunately, I wasn't having that. So instead of him making the 7-day timeline, he just let him go untimely. And I sent about, again, 15, at least 15 grievances to step 3. Reason being, management representative failed to meet timely at step 2. Now, let me explain something to the replacement union staff and to the local president. If a grievance is sent forward to step 3 because of an untimely step 2 meeting, of course it can be remanded back to step 2, but let us not be so hell-bent on trying to damage Kenny Hodge and say Ken Hodge had late grievances. In fact, if I had this information when this first happened, I probably would have been trying to bring action against the union. Yes, I said it, for failure to represent or not bargaining in good faith. But trust me, I probably would have spoke to the labor board on this. But I want to say to the members, if management is remanding grievances back to step 2 because of management untimely meeting for the step 2 meeting, and the local president just allows that to happen. In fact, not only did he allow it to happen, I got suspended as a result of it happening. Come on, members, is that fair to an elected president? So I do thank the stewards in Columbus. Again, sometimes being too mouthy can tip the hand. And also to the podcast audience, I say, I've only been accused of having late grievances. To this day, no one has ever shown me a late grievance that I've had. Now, again, because I interact on the mail handler website, Mary McIver gave me an example. I'm sorry that, again, I was wrong. And if I'm wrong, I have to admit that, but more importantly, I have to get right. So, I say to the replacement union folks in Columbus, Stop holding me accountable if you did not meet timely. What you need to do is hold your local president accountable, because if he allowed 15 grievances to be remanded back to step two without some type of fight, then shame on him. I know it might require a little work out of the local president, which is probably not going to happen. But if he allowed that, then that fault should not fall to me. That fault should fall on the local president, again, for not addressing adamantly to management about having 15 grievances not met at step two. Now, let me tell you what the normal process is. It's not the contractual. Is they sit there and then they wait until the management designee wants to have that meeting. Well, again, even in Article 15, it says we can mutually agree to have that extended. But again, that's a mutual agreement, and we had no such thing. So I say to you, replacement steward, stop telling folks Kenny Hodge had all these late grievances. And if you want to talk bad about me, at least make it somewhat factual. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge saying good morning and let's have a great day.